Well, you very nervously go into an interview about mathematics, and but I feel on safe ground because joining me in the studio is Lashi Bandara. Now, Lashi is currently undertaking a Doctor of Philosophy within the Mathematical Sciences Unit at the ANU, and he has been awarded a Fulbright Scholarship to study at Stanford and the University of Missouri, where he will be able to pursue his joint mathematical loves of differential geometry and harmonic analysis. Lashi, congratulations. It's fantastic to see you.
Thank you for that, Alex.
Now, for a general audience, come on, explain what you're going to be doing and why that's important.
Well, this is always the dreaded question that people ask me. And in pure mathematics, it's not always easy to give a succinct 12-word answer to the question. But differential geometry has emerged, especially over the last 50 to 60 years, as a very important tool in understanding many things. And the most sort of core context of it was really to model the universe. You know, the notion of gravity is in fact equivalent to the notion of curvature. So this is kind of like an abstract mathematical construct, and that's what differential geometry is. And harmonic analysis historically has roots in the study of the wave equation, and this is where the name harmonic comes from. But in a modern context, it's taken a very different form. But the idea is to try and couple these tools from harmonic analysis with this area of differential geometry, because I'm in particular interested in geometries where the volume is not finite.
Lashi, I'll reveal that I was actually on the selection committee and when we interviewed Lashi for his Fulbright, and he was able to a general committee, and there were people, professors of science, who were able to kind of understand where Lashi's coming from, but someone like me, but you were able to kind of get across, okay, this is really important. And you talked about getting different schools, mathematical schools, who may be kind of a bit bogged down in their own kind of arguments and way of thinking, of talking together, and that's what you aim to do in life as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, it's not at the fault of these schools that they don't talk to each other. The problems are technically difficult enough without having to go off and learn lots of different machinery. And always in mathematics, we're always standing on the shoulders of giants. You know, the people who've done a lot of, say, harmonic analysis, they've done it in the absence of geometry because the problems are difficult enough. And when they kind of mature to a certain stage, that's when we can sort of go and start to try and couple these ideas with other things. So I'm just really a benefactor from all the work that people have done before me. In particular, my supervisor Alan McIntosh, he really established a deep link between these two areas, operator theory and harmonic analysis.
And the Fulbright Scholarship, of course, it was sent out by Senator Fulbright following World War II. But why did you aim for the Fulbright rather than, say, a Rhodes Scholarship for?
Well, I mean, it's a couple of things. I think because I was interested mainly in going to these places, University of Missouri and Stanford, because that's where the concentrations of these schools are. And the United States is also a very good experience. I've traveled to the U.S. before, and I find many elements that are kind of close to Australia, but also very different. And I think I just wanted to have this kind of experience as a whole. And
that's what this scholarship has to be about, what you bring back to Australia and you as a kind of a whole human being. And in that you have a kind of almost magical approach to the world, Lashi, in that you kind of go, okay, there's going to be an eclipse in China. I'm going to get there. Tell me about this. You've travelled the world looking at eclipses.
I do. It started in you know, I've always had an interest in astronomy. And back in 2002, when I was an undergrad at Monash Uni, the physics department gave me an old film camera and some lenses. And I drove off to Lyndhurst in South Australia. It's about probably 1,500 to 2,000 k's from Melbourne. And that was my first eclipse. That was 25 seconds. And you know, once you've seen one, I mean, you get addicted. So, in fact, before China, I went to Egypt in 2006. I was on the Libyan plateau, and then this eclipse in Hangzhou in China, and Yeah, it's quite remarkable seeing something like an eclipse. Everything, your whole sort of notion of the world just turns upside down.
Well, I wonder if one's going to happen while you're studying in America.
Well, 2012 is the next one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I'll be coming back to Australia for that. All it's right. going to be up in Cairns.
And Lasha, you have Sri Lankan heritage, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And in fact, you went to Sri Lanka because you grew up here and you're very Australian.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
My parents and I, I'm a first generation migrant, and we migrated to Australia when I was about 8 years old. But I was very close to my grandmother in particular and my grandfather, so I used to try and visit them almost every year when I could afford it. I do consider myself more Australian than Sri Lankan. I mean, apart from sort of enjoying this vast array of food, I love living in a multicultural country and sort of, meeting lots of different types of people and people of different backgrounds.
And and that's important because you represent that side of Australia, I think, beautifully.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, someone who's come from that kind of background, but you're as Australian as Armdo, well, which is just, I think is a great picture to be.
Well, just to sort of elaborate on this multicultural story, last grand final, I'm an avid Collingwood fan.
Oh dear.
I was, I shouldn't release that to the public, but I was out camping on a beach and I was listening to the second grand final. And while I was doing this, I was actually cooking myself a lentil curry. So there you go.
Lasha, we're proud of you. When do you head off?
I'm looking to head off next January.
Okay, all right. Well, there is an eclipse next year. But congratulations, and I couldn't think of a worthier recipient. Great to see you.
Thank you very much, Alex.
That's Lasha Bandara, a new mathematician who's been awarded a Fulbright scholarship and will head off to the University of Stanford and Missouri.